Okay, I learned you mean supposed to worship for Chai Asotil Las Aretz. The poor Pesor Shachar Yisrael, Pesor Es Tovas and Refus and Yishos and Eretz Yisrael. There's an incredible idea that I saw from the Nachmesh Shuka Rebbe Shlita that I think very much connects beautifully to Toldos, really connects to the end of Chai Yisrael as well, and really connects to Chanukah as well. The Or Panei Moshe has an incredible idea when a classical earlier Chassidish Svarim has a beautiful idea. On the post of Ayeto Yitzchak LaHashem Lanochach Ishto Ki Akarahi, Yitzchak davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of his wife because she was barren. And we know Chazal tell us that Yitzchak was answered, his tefillah was answered, and not Rivka's. So Rashi tells because he was a tzaddik ben tzaddik, he came from righteousness and she didn't come from righteousness. It says the Or Panei Moshe, an incredible lesson about Yitzchak Avinu and really what tefillah is really all about, a message for all every single one of us here. Says the Or Panei Moshe, Yitzchak's entire kavana was not for himself, was for Rivka. Shekol kavanaso to be his tefillah so haya rak nachmat sara shehi akara. It doesn't say ki akaros alanu because she was barren. The lo kiva nachmat sara atzmo kal. He didn't think about his own loneliness. He thought about, look at all Rivka's friends. They all have children. Look at all those strollers being pushed around shul. And Rivka doesn't have a stroller. And we know the Gemara tells us in Bava Kama Tzadi Bezaman Aleph, Kol Amispawa Ba'ad Chavira V'hut Tzarech Lo'osu Davar Hu Nana Tchila. Anyone who davens for their friend and you need the same exact thing, you're answered first. You're looking for a shidduch, you daven for your friend and shidduch and the Rabbanu Shem is going to give you. You need a Be'al Derfuah, you daven for other people to have Derfuah, the Rabbanu Shem is going to give you. That's why the Pasuk says, Ki Akara Hi. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Yitzchak's why. Ki Kevon She Yitzchak is about Rak Avra. Yitzchak's only down for her. Bavaroi Aki Akara Hi. That's why she was, had nothing to do with his report card or from Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Maybe that helped, but that wasn't the reason. Because he was answered, of course he was doubting for himself. But the number one person he had in mind, 99.9, was Rivka. Who suffers the most when Rachman Otzlan, a couple can't have children? The father, okay, but the mother has to see, her sister, the mother has to see Rachman Otzlan, the entire community now have children, she doesn't. So that's why the positive of Ayatar, Lo Hashem, Hashem answered him. Shetfilas Yitzchak Ho'ila Li Pocket Bibonim. Because tefillah, the Yitzchak was completely about Rivka. This doesn't go well with the idea we said earlier in the week. We have to say it parenthetically, but maybe we have to work it in. Of Yaakov Dovid of Amshin of the Yard Sites is coming up next week. One of the Amshin of a Rebbe tells us, you know, that Rashi says on the spot as well, that Yitzchak goes into her corner, his corner, Rivka goes into her corner, and each one of them down for each other. Yitzchak down for Rivka. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rivka comes from love and besul. She comes from nothing. Rivka goes into her corner and says, no. But Yitzchak, I understand I have bad blood. I don't have a good resume. But Yitzchak comes from Yavam and Zara. But that's parentheses close. But here we're talking about Yitzchak. So that's the Or Panei Moshe. You want to know why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer Yitzchak's tefillah? Because Lenochach Ishakiyah Karahi, he davened for Ayatar Lo Hashem, because he davened, of course he was davening, he was in pain, but he put his own pain aside for Rivka. And that's something that we see from Yitzchak Avinu even last week. The great Sefer Marebi, Rabbi Daniel Stein, Shlito Vayu, in the Chamudia Daniel, writes an incredible lesson from an incredible Torah of the same idea from the Tolner Rebbe. The Pasuk says, when Eliezer was coming back and Yitzchak was coming back, the Pasuk says in Perach Avdal, Pasuk Tamach Beis, 24:62 in Chai Sora, Yitzchak ba mi Berlach Chai Roi, v'hu Yoshe Be'eretz HaNegev. Yitzchak was in Berlach Chai Roi, and he was coming back from Eretz HaNegev. Says Rashi from Chazal, Shehalach lohavi agir hagar avar b'malvim sheyesha yatsiyena. Says Rashi from Chazal, where was Yitzchak? Yitzchak went to go bring back Hagar. Sarah dies. My father needs his own shirach. Says the Talmud Rebbe, you see an incredible lesson. Who wasn't yet married yet? Yitzchak. What was Yitzchak doing? Worrying about Avram Avinu. He was worrying about his father, his second marriage, getting Hagar to come back to remarry Avram Avinu. Putting his own things aside, says the Talmud Rebbe. Yitzchak Avinu also, he had to worry about his shidduch resume. Okay, he had Eliezer, but he wasn't focused on himself. He wasn't focused on his own shidduch. Who was he focused on? He was bringing back Hagar for his father. And that's exactly why the Gemara and the Talmud Rebbe says this exactly thing. We end up calling the Spal Ba'chavir, who tzarech lo'osodavar, who nana tchila. And the Talmud Rebbe, Rabbi Goldberg explains, lo'osodavar means that you make it your own business. You also dover means you make his pain your pain, his shidduch your shidduch. The Rabbeinu Shem sees that. Now you get what it's all about. This is exactly what Rabbi Leibowitz said. What tefillah is all about. And the Magen Avraham brings it down la halacha that a person should take upon himself one mitzvah before you daven. What's that mitzvah? The mitzvah of ahavta lecha kamocha, love your friend like yourself. And Rabbi Leibowitz explained from the Sfarim HaGadoshim, what is it? Why is davening What does davening have to do with Avos Yisrael? It has everything to do with Avos Yisrael. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that our father sees that we care about his family, he wants to give us everything. Especially when we need the same thing, we put our own desire first, or we put our own desires on the second, we put it on the side, and we daven for our friend, and our brother and our sister, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, you get it. So this is exactly this mid of Yitzchak Avinu. He sees this by Yitzchak and yet Rivka davening for their own, in their own pain. Yitzchak put his own pain on his side, and is able to daven for Rivka for her pain. And that's exactly why HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Yitzchak, says the Rebbeinu Moshe, because he said at the end of the day, a father's pain is good, is hard. But a mother's pain, not having children, it's not to be believed. It's like Gemara says, Kilu Meis. Yitzchak says, it's not about my pain, it's about her pain. And Yitzchak already had this meat already from last week. When Sarah dies, where does he go? Says the Talmud Rebbe from Rashi. Rashi says he went to bring a hugger back. He wasn't worried about his own shuch. He was worried about Avram Avinu Shidduch. And that's a tremendous lesson in life, especially now starting Kislev in a few hours. We could focus on the darkness of our own lives, or we could light up the darkness of our own lives by looking for the light in others, by looking for the good, always increasing the light, making sure that we care about others. When we have light for others, when we look for others, to help others, to daven for others, and care about others, Rabbeinu Shlomo will take the light and take all the darkness away from our own lives and give us the light. But it's got to be sincere, it's got to be authentic. This is what Yitzchak Avinu teaches us, to put our own pain aside, to worry and care about others. What an incredible lesson. Now going into Shabbos of Toldos, going into Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, we should be zochah to care and to love others. And Rabbeinu Shlomo will see that it's sincere and authentic. He'll bless us with all the Shefa in all the world. Chodesh Kachabbos.